Let us continue our Bible study tonight by turning to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 27, verse 15. But we have to go back and read verse 14, otherwise we start in the middle of a sentence. How many of you get frustrated when I start in the middle of a sentence? Yeah, me too. So verse 14 says, therefore, this is to Zedekiah, this is to the king, this is not to the general population. Therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying. What is that word saying? A quote. These are the very things the false prophets are telling the king, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Does that mean they're speaking the word of the Lord? No, it means they're making up what the king wants to hear. For they prophesy a lie to you. Verse 15 says, for because I have not sent them, says the Lord. Anytime somebody prophesies, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord didn't tell them to, that's called a lie. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I shall drive you out, and that you may perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. So where is their message coming from if it's not coming from the Lord? It's coming from the adversary. It's coming from Satan. Does Satan want the children of Israel defended and protected and preserved? Or does he want them destroyed? So verse 15 says, they're lying to you in order to get you destroyed. It says, also, I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, this is Jeremiah saying, not just you, Zedekiah, but I said this to the priests and to everybody, saying, thus says the Lord. So Jeremiah says, I do have a message from the Lord, and here it is. Do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon. In other words, the captivity's almost over. Within 2 years, the captivity's going to end. How long did God say it was going to be? 70 years. But these false prophets are going, oh, no, just 2 years. And then everything's coming back. Verse 16 goes on to say, for they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, what's Jeremiah saying? They're not. But if you think they are, if you believe them, you don't believe me. But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem, do not go to Babylon. In other words, king, I can prove to you they're lying to you. If they're the true prophets, let them go to the Lord and say, Lord, please don't let anything else be taken to Babylon. After all, they're saying it's coming right back. So there's no sense for any more to go. What's going to happen to the rest of the stuff? It's going to go to Babylon. Let's see. So we haven't looked at verses, well, we started in 14, but basically 15 all the way down through 18. And now let's put in some cross references. Back up in verse 15, for I have not sent them, says the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that, and that is that catastrophe may come upon you. They want Israel to be destroyed. They want Jerusalem to be destroyed. Why? Because where's the message coming from? It's not from God. what would happen if Satan could get the children of Israel wiped out in their entirety? Then Messiah can't come. Which means God's word would fail. Which means God's plan fails. Which means Satan wins. That's why Pharaoh tried to kill all the male children. That's why King Herod tried to kill all the male children. That's why the Holocaust tried to exterminate the children of Israel, etc., etc. Haman, boo. Satan keeps trying over and over any old way he can to destroy the children of Israel. But as much as the Old Testament warns about false prophets, what does the New Testament tell us? Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Do we have to still to this day worry about false prophets, or is that just something of the past?
There's a lot more of them now.
Oh, there's lots more of them now, aren't there? Matthew chapter 7. What color are the words? They're red. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Messiah's own word says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." What does sheep's clothing mean? They look like a believer. They pretend to be one of God's children. They pretend to be leading the flock in a direction in accordance with the word of God. It says, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Do they want the sheep protected, well fed, cared for, led to the Lord? Or do they want the flock destroyed? And they may not realize that's what they're doing, but they're listening to the wrong source. Just like Jeremiah says of the false prophets there, they're not hearing the Lord. They think they are, but they're actually listening to the adversary, Hasatan, Satan, the devil, that serpent from of old. Look also at Matthew chapter 24, verse 11. Matthew chapter 24 is about the end of days. So long after Messiah's crucifixion, 2,000 years after the crucifixion, is what Matthew 24, 11 is about. Matthew 24, 11 will be fulfilled in the day of the Lord, in the tribulation period. It says, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Y'all remember Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. The false Messiah is going to try and get people to do what? To stop following the commandments of God, as well as the feasts and festivals. He will try to change those things. So in verse 11, it says, many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound. Why will lawlessness abound? Because of the false teachers, the false prophets. Just like back in Matthew chapter 7. It's a new chapter. It's a new time period. But the message is the same. How do you know whether I'm teaching you the truth or not? What did Paul say about the Bereans? Take what you're told. Go check and see if it measures up to the Bible. Whenever I hear a preacher on YouTube say, I read you those verses, but forget those verses because they conflict with our doctrine of, that's when you go, I'm not listening anymore. Doctrine cannot take precedence over the word of God if you've got a true teacher teaching. God's word comes first. You know the difference between eisegesis and exegesis. Exegesis is drawing your doctrine out of the scriptures. Eisegesis is interpreting the scriptures according to your doctrine. So putting doctrine above scripture. What did the scribes and Pharisees say? Our man-made rules and regulations take precedence. What did the Catholic Church say? Our customs and teachings take preference over the scriptures. I don't care who tells you. Forget the word of God. Do this instead. They're leading you astray. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise. What do we call that? A warning. You were forewarned, which doesn't mean you have four arms, right? You're forewarned. False messiahs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Remember, the false prophet in Revelation 13 is going to call down fire from heaven. You think that's going to persuade some people that he's right and you should follow him? Yes. Why didn't God tell us to watch out for stuff like that? In Deuteronomy chapter 13. So keep a finger in Matthew and go all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 13. God told us that sometimes he will allow false prophets to perform signs and wonders as a test. Deuteronomy 13 verse 1. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, like calling fire down from heaven, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods. In the case of the false prophet of Revelation 13, it will be to follow the false Messiah, the Antichrist of Revelation 13. Which you have not known, let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. So the Lord is warning us in advance that even the false prophet is going to call down fire from heaven and people are going to go, whoa, boy, he's got to be God. And Lord's saying, no, no, no. I let him do that to see whether you would follow a false prophet or whether you would say, nope, I'm going to follow the Lord my God with what? All my heart and with all my soul. All my soul means even to the point of death. In the tribulation period, what happens if you will not follow the false prophet and the false Messiah? They will behead you. They will put you to death. He tells you right here, do you love me even to the point that you would die rather than betray me? Okay, go back up to the New Testament. We'll go to the book of Mark. Looking at the time, Mark chapter 13, verse 22. Mark chapter 13, verse 22. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. That says the same thing as in Matthew, right? Now let's go to the book of Luke. All the gospel writers feel it's necessary to warn us of this. Luke chapter 6, verse 26. Just another warning from Messiah. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Just warning us that the ancestors listened to the false prophets rather than the true prophets. They spoke well of them. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. What's the whole chapter about? False teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 1, just quickly as I'm running out of time. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Now go up to the same chapter, verse 19. While they promised them liberty, that is, that you can sin all you want to and God's okay with it now, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the, what? Holy commandment delivered to them. That word holy is hagios. The same word is translated saint in Revelation 12:17 and Revelation 14:12. The reason I want to skip up and read 19 to 22, what caused them, once they came to knowledge of Messiah and the ways of righteousness, what caused them to go back to their ways of sin? Who did they listen to? They listened to the false prophets, the false teachers. So even though they started out following Messiah, walking in the ways of righteousness, walking on the narrow road, the false teachers persuaded them to turn aside back to their sins. And what is their end? Peter says it would have been better if they'd never been saved in the first place. Last scripture before I close, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. How do you test the spirit? Is it leading you to be obedient to God, to follow as the scriptures commanded? Or do they lead you away from God? Will God ever lead you into sin and then laugh at you as you get kicked into the lake of fire? No, that's not God. And I have so many people, even preachers, tell me, Wayne, I don't have to read the Bible. The Holy Spirit tells me everything I need to know. If you don't know the Bible, how are you testing the spirits? Well, I just know. Okay. Come judgment day, we shall see. But my time is expired. I did manage to go over 3 minutes yet tonight. I'm so sorry.